This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Thousands of XL customers lost power in yesterday's storm. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Ice, wind, broken tree limbs, and even cars damaged power lines across the Front Range. XL spokesperson Michelle Aguayo says 165,000 customers lost power, most of them in northern Colorado. 17,000 were still without power as of Monday morning. Households served by smaller utilities had shorter outages. Black Hills Energy spokesperson Julie Rodriguez says 1,200 electric customers south of Denver lost power. Crews restored their service in less than an hour. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The state Supreme Court sided with Republicans today, ruling that using computers to speed up reading a bill is unconstitutional. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Legislative rules allow for any state lawmaker to request that a bill lined up for a vote be read at length. The state Supreme Court said Democrats crossed a legal line when they set up a bank of five computers to read a bill at unintelligible speeds. Colorado's highest court says because of the separation of powers, it would not tell the legislature how to comply with the requirement. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Cast is calling for dense fog tonight in Denver, lows down to 20 degrees. Currently 35 in Denver, 39 in Colorado Springs, 36 in Vail, 52 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.